So, cherish the doctrine, live united, radiate love. This is Rinpoche's message. This is the message he gave in the school motto to his students. This is the message that he gave, that he still gives to each and every one, to all of us. It's the message, moreover, that he gave not just in words, but in deeds. A message that he gave through the medium of his own life. Rinpoche himself indeed cherished the doctrine. The doctrine was very dear to him. He studied it intensively, especially during the earlier part of his life. Rinpoche practiced the doctrine. He observed the ethics of a bodhisattva. He cultivated the paramitas. Moreover, for practically 70 years, he lived the life of a monk. Rinpoche also propagated the doctrine, especially towards the end of his life. He taught the students of his own school. He cooperated with visiting Buddhist scholars, especially those from the West. He gave advice. He gave inspiration to visiting members of the Western Buddhist order, as well as to visiting mitras and friends. Indeed, he once said that he regarded Sangharakshita's disciples as his own disciples. And Rinpoche could say this because he himself lived united. He lived united with other real Buddhists. He was free, totally free, from competitiveness and jealousy. On more than one occasion, as I knew myself, as I saw myself during my time in Kalimpong, he had to suffer, really suffer, at the hands of Buddhists. But he didn't bear a grudge. He was always willing to forgive. And he could do this because he was not the victim of egotism. And finally, Rinpoche radiated love, radiated metta and karuna, radiated friendliness. All those who came in contact with Rinpoche, even for a short time, as we've heard this afternoon, could see this, could experience this for themselves. And this is why we remember Rinpoche today, and this is why we're celebrating the anniversary of his death. We're celebrating it because Rinpoche was the embodiment of his own message. Because he himself cherished the doctrine, lived united, and radiated love. In other words, we're celebrating the anniversary of Rinpoche's death because of the quality, the supreme quality of his life. We're celebrating the anniversary of his death because his life is worth remembering, worth bearing in mind, reflecting upon, deriving and gaining inspiration from. We're celebrating the anniversary of his death because we want to make his life a permanent part of the heritage of the FWBO.